We were talking about seaweed yesterday, or rather one of our listeners was talking about seaweed. This listener got in touch and said that he or she, I think it was a she, was out in Ballyhigh Beach on holidays, and they were so disgusted with the amount of seaweed on the beach in Ballyhigh that they decided to abandon Ballyhigh altogether and head to nearby Banna, which I can only assume doesn't have the same proliferation of seaweed. And this person was wondering and got in touch to ask us if the council actually removes the seaweed from the beaches. Well, I can tell you that we've been onto the council overnight in the meantime, and we were talking to a spokesperson for Kerry County Council, and their response was, no, Kerry County Council does not remove seaweed from beaches. No matter how much you might dislike the smell of it or the look of it, or no matter how much it's interfering with your sunbathing or your walking, the council does not remove the seaweed from the beaches. They say it's a naturally occurring phenomenon, so you'll just have to put up with it. Mind you, a lot of people don't mind seaweed. So we thought we might talk a little bit more about this, about seaweed generally, and why it's a good thing and not a bad thing to have a lot of it. I'm joined on the line by Natasha Howard, who is Operations Manager with Sea Synergy Marine Awareness, Research and Activity Centre, and that's in lovely Waterville. Natasha, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks a million for joining us again. What's your thoughts on seaweed and too much of it on a beach? Do you think, do you agree with our listener it should be maybe removed?
No, it should. No, I think it should be left on the beach. As the council says, it's a natural process, and it's an incredibly important part of the beach ecosystem. Up on the strand line, it provides a lot of food for your little sandhoppers, the one that jump everywhere, the little crustaceans, they're related to the crabs, that you'll find jumping all in and through them. They don't bite, they're not fleas. And the sandhoppers will eat those, and then birds will come down. A lot of the shoreline birds will also, and the waders, will come and eat the sandhoppers as well. And as well as providing food and habitat for various invertebrates, it also helps build up beaches and sand dunes, so it'll hold the sand in place. As it breaks down, it puts organic matter into the sand, and you're beginning to get the start of soil, very simple soils forming, and on the exposed areas, if you're thinking of inch beach, it's a great way to help the sand dune, the forming of the sand dunes and the holding of the sand dunes, and then provides, as I say, the organic nutrients and fresh water, holds the fresh water in the sand, so that your land plants can begin to grow.
And have you any idea, Natasha, how come some beaches seem to get an awful lot of it and others don't?
That would depend on a number of factors. We, from the weather at the back end of big storms, you often find a lot of seaweed washed up onto the beach just because the waves have ripped it out from just offshore. It also depends on the time of year. Seaweed is an algae, but like our land plants, they'll flourish at certain times of the year and then they'll die back. And as they die back, their grip on the rocks loosens, and then they can be blown or swept inshore. And it also depends on the tides and the currents, which ways they're going. So some beaches, or even on one single beach, you'll find seaweed on one section, nothing on another. And that'll just be how everything that was floating around in the sea is swept up with the tides and the currents, and which way the water was swirling at that time. So sometimes, like, it'll get washed up, and a lot of it will disappear the next day. And even if it doesn't, those lovely little sandhoppers break down. It takes them about 7 days to get rid of half the amount of seaweed that's washed up. They'll have eaten it and broken it all down.
I see. I'm intrigued, and I said this on the show yesterday, Natasha, as to why you could get two beaches that are along the same coastline, like Ballyhigh and Banna. And this listener who initiated this whole debate said that she was completely put off Ballyhigh because of all the seaweed, so she was heading to Banna where there was far less of it. Isn't it strange that so much of it would wash in on one beach and yet not on another? Or is it strange?
No, I wouldn't say strange. And again, it also depends what's directly offshore. Like, if you've got a kelp forest growing offshore, you're going to get, when that gets swept in, you've got huge amounts of kelp gets piled up on the beach, and it's big and it's tangled and it's a massive mass of it. Whereas you might have, in other places, you might have a seagrass meadow, or you might have just plain sand, so a lot less seaweed will get washed up in those areas. And my suggestion would be go take a snorkel or a dive if you've got the equipment, but snorkeling is easy. Put your goggles on and actually get out into the water. You'll be away from the seaweed on the beach that's quietly decomposing, but you'll then be in its real environment and you'll get to see the living seaweed, and it's amazing. We've got everything from kelp, which can grow up to 20 meters tall and provide, it's basically like the big forest trees, and then amongst all of that you've got the lower growing ones that come up like the shrubs, and then you've got grassy meadows, and such a wealth of animals and species make their homes in all the seaweed. If you're thinking seagrass beds, you've got sea hares that are little slugs with what look like two ears sticking up, and they lay pink strings of eggs all through the seagrass. If you're thinking of the kelps, you get the sea urchins, huge edible sea urchins. The wrasse likes to live in there as well. And it's just an amazing place. So go for a swim if your beach does have seaweed on, because you'll find incredible things just under the water.
Okay, well, that's you're making me homesick now. I kind of want to go straight to Ballybunion straight away and get into the tide. So, Natasha, just to conclude, what you're saying is seaweed is a very important part of our ecosystem and we should leave it where it is.
Yes, definitely. Like, it's an important part of the ecosystem and also an important part of our heritage in the area. It's been used through the centuries as fertilizer, because not only does it make good sand dunes, but if you put it onto your fields, helps you grow your crops. Everybody, quite a few people still gather it for their gardens as well. And it's been eaten for food. If you think of your larva, which is then made into bread, and the carrageen Irish moss, which is a great gelling agent and also brilliant for colds. So again, bringing the medicine side of things in. And there's a huge industry, again, thinking Japan, you've got sushi, but closer to home, ice cream has seaweed in it. You've got Skellig soaps on the cosmetic side, making their seaweed baths, bath salts and bath bombs from the serrated seaweed because of all the good agents that they have for making your skin nice and soft.
Lots of great uses for seaweed.
Yeah,
well, listen, Natasha, it's been very interesting hearing all of that, and lots of comments coming in from the listeners as well about their thoughts on seaweed. So I think it's here to stay, even if that particular listener who got in touch yesterday doesn't like it. We leave you go, Natasha. I know you're busy, but thanks for taking time out from your day to chat to us a little bit about seaweed. It was great to have you.
Yes, thank you ever so much. And if any of your listeners would like to learn more about seaweed, there's a brilliant seaweed walk that Atlantic Irish Seaweeds run down in Derrynane. And it's fascinating. And you get to try a lot of them as well.
Great stuff. Fantastic. Thanks a million, Natasha.
Great. Thanks ever so much.
That's Natasha Howard, their operations manager with Sea Synergy Marine Awareness, and they are based in Waterville. So Natasha knows a thing or two about all marine life. Fiona's been in touch and says, can the council remove the waves too and heat the water up a bit? And while you're at it, let's remove the sand as well and put in a bit of decking, says Fiona. Nice one. On a serious note though, I was doing a little bit of research about this. Now, seaweed doesn't bother me at all. In fact, as I said yesterday, I love the smell of it because it just reminds me of home. But I know that a lot of people really don't like it. And I was researching it earlier today in advance of the programme. And there's been all kinds of problems around Ireland in different counties. And I think it was County Down where I was reading that there was a huge row going on between the locals and the council up there, whereby there was so much seaweed in this particular beach in County Down that the smell was really, really overpowering, the smell of seaweed. And it was putting people off using the beach, and the local business people were getting fed up, and they were onto the council trying to get the council to dredge away the seaweed. So it can be quite an issue. I remember back in my youth coming across a chap who had this really strange fear of seaweed. He would freak out if he was anywhere near it, or if you threw a piece at him or whatever. It was like someone who was afraid of spiders or mice or whatever. His thing thing was seaweed. He couldn't stand it. So an awful lot of people don't like it. So there you go. Let me know if you've any thoughts on this particular subject. 083 300 3300. I suppose what we're specifically asking you this afternoon is, when you're on the beach, be it as a sunbather or someone walking their dog or somebody just enjoying the facilities, does too much seaweed bother you? Have a think about that and let me know.